Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how we love Jesus. Oh, how we love Jesus. Oh, how we love Jesus because he first loved me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. We bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ is the Lord. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Truly, this is a day that the Lord God, he has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name is great. And his name is very greatly to be praised. We was glad when the Lord said unto us, come and let us go into the house of the Lord. We want to indeed welcome all of our first-time visitors around the globe being here with us on this morning. We welcome you in the name of the Lord, and we invite you to have a seat at the breakfast table. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. And then he tells us to hunger and thirst after righteousness, and we shall be filled. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week, and we're still going strong. Amen. We'll be celebrating year number 13 this year by the grace of God, by the mercies of God. And to God be all the praise and all the glory and all of the honor. Amen. All of our services can be found in our archives. We invite you to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and all the social media platforms. You can find our presence. Amen. Especially on YouTube, on our Wednesday night Bible studies. Amen. Come on and join in with us. Let us study to show ourselves approved unto God. A workman needeth not to be ashamed, and rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen and amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Amen. Yesterday, amen, we shared a couple scriptures with you. We always come with scriptures, amen, because we come based on the word of God, amen, hallelujah. It's the Lord's word, amen, it's not our word, it's the Lord's word, amen, and so we thank God because, amen, God's word is eternal because God is, he is one with himself, he is one with his word, he is not separate from his word, amen, and so since God is eternal, and he is one with himself, his word is eternal. His word never returns to him void, but it always accomplishes everything that he has sent it forth to do. So we saw on yesterday through the scriptures, amen, that unless you pray, you're not going to heaven. You're not going to get there. Amen. Glory be to God. But now that you have pray the most important prayer, amen, the most important, the prayer above all prayers, amen, glory be to God, and your prayer has been heard. Why? Because you prayed it in sincerity, you prayed it in faith, glory be to God, amen, you believed in your heart, you confessed with your mouth, amen, you asked the Lord to save you, amen, he did not reject you. He did not throw up in your face the things you did and you shouldn't have done and why you waited so long and all the things that he didn't say to us what we would have said to a lot of folks. Matter of fact, we wouldn't even accept a lot of folks because we'd be throwing up in their face how they offended us. They didn't show up for us when we needed them. You never forget what you did, what you did to me. Y'all know how we do. Y'all know how we do. Glory be to God. And some people we find it difficult to love. See, we love some people, but some other people we're challenged with. And the reason that our love is challenging is because our love is conditional. That's the only reason it's challenging. Point blank. You can't add nothing to that. It can't take nothing away. This is a conditional. See, but if you made it unconditional, see, then it wouldn't even matter. If it was unconditional love, the type of love that God has for us, that agape love, then how else you going to love your enemies? You can't love your enemies unless you're loving them unconditional, because you're just so eager to get back at them. You're so eager. See, but we don't have to be eager because the Lord has our back. See, and he says, vengeance belong to me and I will repay. God got you. Look, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Oh, God got you, baby. God said he'll be a friend to your friends and an enemy to your enemies, so you don't have to go plotting and scheming and wishing harm on other people. Beloved, because the harm that you wish even on your enemies will come back to you. That's why he says, you know, love, even when love is not coming towards you, make sure you're sending love out. See, because what you send out is what's coming back. Now, we know the world calls it karma, the world calls it you reap what you sow. Well, they call it this and call it that, and it's true. It's true. Amen. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. As a man thinketh, so is he. You have to think good thoughts towards people. And sometimes that takes a little work. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. You really want to pray for this person, but it ain't really in your heart to pray for this person, because a part of you is saying they're getting what they deserve. A part of you is saying, yeah, well, that's what you get. See, because you ain't never liked me in the first place. Oh, we know how to get, we know how to go there. But it's not godly. And it's not right. And God is not happy with our attitude. And whenever we feel that kind of way towards anybody, we need to go shut in, sit down, and have a talk with Jesus. That's exactly what we need to do and get this thing right before our hearts stop beating it. Huh? You feeling this way in your heart towards somebody, and suppose your heart stopped beating that same minute, you just drop dead. Because folks dropping dead all day long. Huh? Glory be to God. So, beloved, amen. It's a work. Let me tell you. Glory be to God. Your spirit, amen, is saved once you confess Jesus and you mean what you say. Your soul is in the process of being saved, and your flesh will never be saved. And so this is a continuing work. And this is why the Bible tells us, beloved, in Matthew chapter number 24, verse number 13. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let's start in verse 12. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold, because iniquity, beloved, amen, the multiplication of wickedness, lawlessness is going to be increased. See, sin rampant everywhere. It's saying here that the love of many will grow cold. Now, verse number 13 goes on, says, but the one who stands firm shall be saved. The one who endures to the end shall be saved. The one who endures to the end shall be saved. Well, wait a minute, Pastor. Hold up, Pastor Bradford. Excuse me, Pastor Bradford. Look, can I ask you a question? Now, you said yesterday when I confessed my sins to Jesus, and I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth, Jesus, and I'm saying, yep, true that, true that, true that. But now you're saying here, no, I ain't saying nothing. But let me stop you before you finish your sentence. I ain't saying nothing. I'm just reading what's in the Bible. The Lord is speaking. All right? So let's get that straight. I ain't saying nothing. I'm just saying what God said. Okay, thank you. Thank you for correcting me, Pastor. Okay, thank you for taking correction. Okay, so now the word is saying here in Matthew's that he that endures to the end shall be saved. True that, true that, true that. Well, what is it? Which one is it? Is it the first or is it the latter? It's both. Because it's not how you begin, it's how you end, beloved, but you got to end right, you got to start right, to end right. So, in other words, somebody said they got saved, somebody said they got saved, and this is where this generation here is a little wacky with it, for whatever the reason is. I think they're wacky with it because they want to be wacky with it, because their flesh is overpowering their spirit. So you're going to tell me that you got saved, you did the sinner's confession of repentance a couple years ago, a couple months ago. Okay, congratulations. Welcome to the family of God. All right, what you did since then? What you did since then? Do you pray? No, I don't pray. I got a prayer call and I call in and I let them pray. Okay, you don't pray. No, I don't pray. I ain't got time for all that. You don't take all that. Okay. So you're obedient? You know, you reading the word? No, I ain't got time for reading. I don't even really know how to read and I don't understand all that thou and Isis and Elizabethan language. Okay, well, you know, there's several versions of the Bible. Have you considered maybe another version while the Lord is helping you with the King James Version, which is the more accurate version? No, I ain't got time for all that reading because it don't take all that. Okay. All right. So you're living for Jesus? What you doing? What you do? You go to church? I go to church when it's convenient. Okay, so what do you do when you're not in church? I'll do whatever, you know, whatever everybody else is doing, we party, you know, I got my husband and I got my boyfriend. Matter of fact, I got a couple boyfriends, you know, but my husband don't make enough money. So, you know what I mean? They helping my husband out. But it's okay because, you know, I did that sinner's prayer and, you know, and I heard on I was flipping through Christian Channel and I heard the preacher said that God covered my sins past, present, and future. So, you know, I can just live any kind of way I want to live. I can do what I want to do. I can run around a two-time with the devil. I could commit a little fornication, a little adultery. I ain't got to pay my tithes. I ain't got to do all that because I was saved. Let me show you right here, Pastor. Can't you read? It says that if I confess my sins and believe in my heart and confess, I'm saved. Now, is God a liar or is God a liar? No, God ain't no liar. You just ignorant. And God would not have us to be ignorant. He that endureth to the end shall be saved. So you said your first prayer when you gave the first prayer that God heard.
because sin blocks your communication with God. You did the sinner's confession. You said that first important prayer. God heard you. Now you got to keep on praying, baby. This is a lifestyle. This is not no hit it or miss it. Go serve God at your convenience when you feel like it. You must continue with this. You must remain with them. St. John chapter number 15. First number one. I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. But if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Bam, bam, bam. Verse number 6 here says, beloved, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them, cast them into the fire, and they are burned. You're good for nothing. If the salt has lost its flavor, it is cast out, glory be to God, and it's good for nothing. You don't want to be a good for nothing Christian. And that's what happens when you don't endure, when you don't remain in Christ, when you're not constant in Christ, when you're not pressing forward in prayer. Prayer is what keeps you connected. If you stop prayer, your connection is broken. This is what St. John 15 is telling you. There is no connection in God if you are not abiding in him. Matthew's chapter number 5, verse 13. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Beloved, if you do not have a prayer life, you are not abiding in Christ. There is no way that you can endure to the end. You got to be kidding. Even, beloved, with us, those of us who have a fierce prayer life, an intense prayer life, a constant prayer life, praying like Daniel prayed, praying like Jesus prayed, yet and still, beloved, we're coming up against resistance. We're coming up against stuff that we got to pray through. And that's for people that's praying. How you think you gonna make it if you don't pray? How you think you going to make it always dependent on somebody else's prayer? Because I'm going to tell you what God will do. Now, if you're a baby Christian, okay, if you're a baby Christian, you know, we always make allowances for the babies. You know, we spoiling the babies. All right? Because that's what we do. Same way we do it in the natural, God do it in the spiritual. You'll call on somebody one day because you so used to them praying you through, praying you over, and they ain't answering. You can't find them. They ain't picking up. It's going into voicemail. They got to get back to you. Huh? No, that wasn't no coincidence. God allowed that to happen. Why? Because he's trying to teach you something. He's trying to teach you that you have a prayer life. You have a relationship that needs to be developed. There's fellowship that God wants with you. Stop comparing yourself to other people because you don't pray like them. Oh, they just so anointed. You anointed too. You just don't know it yet. You have to start where you are and just talk to God, and keep on talking to God. Not just on Sundays, not just when you want him to do something for you, not just when it's convenient, in season, out of season. We talk to Jesus because that's the only way you're going to remain in him. Otherwise, verse 6 says here, glory be to God. Read it. I hope you wrote the scripture down. If you do not abide in him, remain in him, amen, constant in him. Well, and the only way to do that is to have a prayer life. Yeah, well, me and the Lord tight. And you and the Lord ain't tight if you don't have a prayer life. You a liar. The truth ain't in you. Liar, liar, pants on fire. There's no way you can have a tight life with the Lord and not have a prayer life. Prayer is what connects us to the Lord from the giddy up. Glory be to God. You don't want to be a good-for-nothing Christian. Because if the salt has lost its savior, he says you're good for nothing. Most of us, the women on the line, the ones of us that still cook, this new generation, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they're eating. All that fast food, and now they got the nerve to tell you that the chicken that you're eating ain't real chicken, which I knew a long time ago. You wasn't going to get me to buy no fast food chicken because I knew that chicken wasn't no chicken before they started announcing chicken wasn't chicken. So you always like a little salt on your food. You know how we want a little pinch of salt. If you take that salt in that box and put that salt box in some water. Just let it sit in some water for a few minutes. Then what happens when you take the box out the water? That salt is hard, stuck together, and good for nothing. You got to throw the whole box of salt in the trash now. We don't want to be good for nothing, Christians. So the Bible tells us here, beloved, glory be, the one who endures to the end. You got to make up your mind. For Christ I live and for Christ I die. You got to make up your mind. See, you just didn't do a sinner's prayer to try to, you know, escape hell, which some people do. They hear a sermon about fire and brimstone, shake them up, and they run to that altar. I got to find Jesus because I don't want to go to hell. Okay, well, that ain't the only reason you got to come to Jesus. You got to come to Jesus because, amen, you ready to live for him. You want to be his disciple. You want to be a follower of him. That makes the difference. The follower is the one that's enduring to the end because that's where the Holy Spirit is going to take you all the way. He don't leave you half. He don't leave you hanging. Jesus says, I am the way. And since he's already at the end, because he's the beginning and the end, he's the Alpha and the Omega, he's going to take you there But how are you going to take you there if you're not following him? And how can you follow him if you don't have a prayer life? Because it is through prayer that we find our way. Psalm 32 and 8 says, I will instruct thee, I will lead thee, I will guide thee in the way that thou shalt go. How are you going to know when you don't have a prayer life? Because you're too busy to pray. Glory be to God. He also tells us, glory be to God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Let us look at Mark chapter number 13, and let's look in verse number 13. And it reads like this, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that shall endure to the end shall be saved. You can't quit because somebody don't like you. You can't quit because you working for somebody and they won't tell you you got to leave that Jesus stuff, you know what I mean, home. You can't quit because it got hard. Well, Pastor, you know, I was just so sick. I just said, I think it was the use, guy. I didn't get healed yet. I might as well. You might as well what? You ain't even talking right. So you didn't see the manifestation of your prayer, so you just going to dump God and try to do this thing on your own, cut a deal with the devil and see if the devil can do you one better. I mean, you ain't even talking right. Sometimes our minds have been so warped with the conditions of this world. This is why one of my main scriptures that I make reference to on a constant basis is Romans 12, 1 and 2. Be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove the good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. And I hear people say it. And so what? They go back into the world. They didn't really mean to go back into the world, some people, but what happened? See, this is how the devil gets you. Well, no, the devil didn't get you. You hear some women say, yeah, and he played me. That nigga played me. No, he didn't play you, baby. You played yourself. You played yourself. And that's another discussion at another time. But you want to know how you got set up? No, you didn't mean to backslide. But you stopped praying. So where else you going to go? What direction? Now you think about it. You think about it. You think about it. And you got the scriptures to tie into it. You stop praying. If you ever started praying. Which direction you think you're going to go in life? Lord, increase my territory. With no prayer life, you ain't going to be able to handle it. Let me tell you, because with promotion comes new levels of stress, new levels of everything. If you can't handle it on a lower level, you best believe you can't handle it on a higher level. Which direction you think you're going to go when you stop praying? When Peter denied Jesus three times, beloved, before the crack crew, do you think Peter was in the other room praying? he stopped praying for a minute. He said, let me do this one on my own. See, that's how we are deceived. We want to leave prayer on the, you know, somewhere on the table somewhere and try to do this thing on our own. There's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. Beloved, if God can't do it, it can't be done. And if you're not seeking God in prayer, you ain't going to find a way. Let's look at Matthew, glory be to God, chapter 10, verse number 22. Matthew 10:22 says this, and ye shall be hated for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. One thing that we lack in our corporate prayer circle, and you don't hear, we want to pray for this and that. You hear very little petitions about us praying for martyrs. Very few petitions. Those men and women, boys and girls who are giving their life for the sake of Christ. Where they're being told, deny Christ or we're going to torture you. You're going to die a slow death. We're going to start by cutting all your fingers off. You're going to cut your toe. We're going to cut you up piece by piece unless you deny Christ. We're going to put you in that fire to be burned unless you deny Christ, and they won't deny Christ. Martyrs. How often have you... Do you pray for them? You best believe that's just not Old Testament, beloved. It's just not Stephen. Huh? Glory be to God. It's happening in the Old Testament, in the New Testament too, in today's time. Let me tell you something. When you go to that extent, you know, like some people get married. As long as the marriage is good, they fine. As soon as the marriage get rough, they want a divorce, they want a separation, blah, 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 blah. But when you hang in there with Christ, through the good, through the bad, through the bitter, through the sweet, Stephen, who was the first martyr, endured to the end. All throughout the Bible, we see God sitting on his throne. Uzziah saw God sitting on his throne. But let me tell you something. When Stephen was martyred, glory be to God, hallelujah, God said, I'm not sitting on my throne. The Bible tells us that Jesus stood up. Hey! He stood up. Let me tell you something. Your endurance will get God's attention. My God, let God arise. And his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. And beloved, hallelujah. This is why we read, hallelujah, and it's many, many other scriptures. Amen. You can do your own research. You can do your own research. He said, study to show yourselves approved unto God. A workman needeth not ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And this is why we read, beloved, amen, hallelujah, in Luke chapter number 21, verse 19. It says, in your patience possess ye your souls. You got to work this thing. Show me your faith. Without your works, I'm going to show you my faith with my works. And that work begins, beloved, in our prayer life. And we got to stop praying just for ourselves. We got to stop being so selfish. The only family you praying for is your family. The only healing you praying for is your healing. You ain't the only one need to be healed. You're not the only family that got an issue. We get so selfish with it. What about the neighbors around the corner? What about the people around the corner? See? Glory. That's why in the model prayer, it says, give us this day our daily bread. It didn't say, give me this day. Give us this. Beloved, you got to hold on to it. Prayer is what's going to take you there. It is the will of God that you pray. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, is going to enter into my kingdom, but he that doeth the will of my Father. How do you know the will of the Lord? Because the will of the Lord, beloved, is the written word. word of God. That's how you know the will of God. What does the will of God say? Pray without ceasing. Man ought to always pray and not to faint. We're supposed to look for every opportunity to pray. That is our connection. If I can just get a connection, people looking for business opportunities and looking for that. Yeah, if I can just get to know somebody, if I can just get a name and a phone number, if I can just get a connection. Let me tell you something. When you got a connection with the King of Kings and the glory of glory, that's the only connection you need. We're looking in the wrong direction. I will keep my eyes up to the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. We say the words, but do we believe the words? We sing the words, but do we believe the words? Prayer. Prayer. And this is why I said yesterday, beloved, when you stop praying, you are in a backsliding position. And every day you go without with prayer, glory be to God, that means, you know what that means? This is what it means. Because most people say, well, I didn't go back. No, girl, you stop walking with God. That's what it means. When you stop praying, you stopped walking with God. Why do you say that, Pastor? St. John chapter 15. I just read it in your hearing. Now you read it. So if you start walking with your God, with God, the kingdom of God is progressive. Beloved, look, we need to, you know what, we think, let me say this and I'm finished. We'll pick up here. I don't know how the Lord is going to lead us for tomorrow. Amen. Thursday, I don't know. We'll pick up here, Lord's willing. We're living in the last days. Even the blind folks can know something's going on. You can see it in the atmosphere. It's going to be the fog, the food, the waters. Glory be to God. It's something going on, and we're living in the last days. Some people don't want to say we're living in the last days. Don't make no difference. We're still living in the last. This is no time to be sugarcoating and playing with folks. Making folks feel good and saying things that's going to keep them happy and keep their friendship and keep the money coming and whatever we doing. Beloved, this ain't, we got to give it to them straight. This is a time to draw closer to Jesus, not the man upstairs. We ain't talking about no man upstairs. People say the man upstairs because they don't want to say the name Jesus. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes it. We got to stop sugarcoating this thing and making everybody think they're going to heaven anyhow. They ain't going to no heaven anyhow. Did you say the sinner's prayer? Yeah, I said it. All right, now, what's your life look like? Are you enduring? What you mean by that? They don't get all stupid on you. That's all right, as long as you said that prayer. Look, let me tell you, some of you better talk to God. You might have some blood on your hands. You may have some blood on your hands for passing down that lie to your family and to your friends. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. You don't do like you used to do. You do like you need to do. And you're striving every day to get there. You might not be moving fast, but you're moving. And you're definitely not trying to move without having communication and fellowship with God. If you do not have a prayer life, you do not have a relationship with God. When the last time you talked to him? Yeah, well, he married to the backslider. He married to the backslider. Where's the fellowship? I know a couple, amen, because they didn't want to get divorced. Amen, they separated. They refused to get divorced for 30 years. All right, so what that mean? They living in one house. The other person was living in another house. But what? Married to the backslider. Okay, so you have your children. You have a child. Your child gonna always be your child. But you ain't talked to them in 20 years. You don't even know if, you don't know if they living or dead. You don't know what city they live in. You don't know what, you don't know where they at. Let us cut the crap. Let us cut the crap. We, first of all, we need to tighten up in our own personal walk. And how do we begin that? By confessing your sins and starting a prayer life. God already know what you're going to tell him anyhow. He's just waiting for you to say it. Start praying, praying for yourself. Start praying for other people. Start praying. Ask God to help you. He know you weak. He know you need help. But you're trying to get it without talking to him. He said, without me, you can do nothing. That's why everything all wrong. I couldn't believe when I found out how people had spent thousands of dollars on that lottery. Thousands of dollars on that billion to try to get that $1 billion. I couldn't believe it. Trying to get it the wrong way. How much you gave God? How much you give God last month? Oh, wait a minute, I think I skipped last month. I don't know. I had to go on vacation. Lord have mercy. Ah, Jesus help us. Beloved, the spirit of enduring. This is why Brother Paul says this. I'm going to close for real on this scripture right here. Brother Paul said the same thing that Jesus said, the same thing you're going to have to say. You can find it in the book of 2 Timothy. Hallelujah. You can find it in chapter number 4. Starting in verse number 7 and 8, this is what it reads. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course, the faith. That means he hung in there. He endured to the end. He didn't stop halfway. He didn't throw in the towel midway. And look at the rewards in verse number 8. See, this is why it's worth it. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that also love his appearing. Oh, we shall wear a crown. Oh, I hear the song in my subconscious. I wish I could pull it up. We shall wear a golden crown. Baby, let me tell you something. Payday is a coming. Woo! Hallelujah. Payday is a coming. God got something for you. He got something for you pressing. He got something. He see you sweating in prayer. Glory be to God. He see the agony. He see what you're going through. Go, keep on going. Don't get weary in well-doing, because God said, I got something for you. Everybody's not going to get a crown, but you're going to get one. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Endure. Don't give up. Don't give up. Some of you may have already fell out the race. Amen. Confess your sins and get back in. Get back in. And you started on a prayer. Beloved, whenever you ask God to forgive you, he said, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all your all unrighteousness. So you want to begin the same way we began our Christian life. We started on a prayer, the prayer of repentance yesterday. When you mess up, you do the same thing. You pray and ask God to forgive you.
sick, and then you pray, and you ask God which way to go. Acknowledge me in all of your ways, and I will direct your path. And you pray, and you pray, and you say one more prayer, and you say one more prayer, and you say one more prayer, and you keep on praying till guess what? When you make taking your last breath on your dying bed, the songwriter says, I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. God's praise shall continually be in my mouth. On your dying bed, what was her last words? What was mommy's last words? What was his last words? I heard him say something. What'd you hear? I heard him say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that was within me. Their last words was a prayer? Yeah. What a way to go out. What a way to enter in. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this sermon on this morning. Because it's truly a sermon from heaven. God, we thank you for waking us up, because sometimes we need to be nudged. Because sometimes we fall into our stupor. We fall into depression and loneliness and the tricks of the devil. And Father God, we don't even know how we got there. But Father God, if we really, really was honest with ourselves, we can say that we got a little lazy in our prayer life. We tried to pray without faith, or we wasn't even praying at all. Father God, help us to continue. Help us to endure to the end. Help us not to give up. Help us not to surrender. Help us not to quit on you, Father, because you definitely have not and will not quit on us. You promised never to leave us nor forsake us, even to the end of the world. Now, we can leave and forsake you, but you will never leave and forsake us. So, Father, we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for those who will pray. Do pray. Bless the prayer warriors as they come today to pray. We thank you for the prayer warriors in this Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. All 10 of them, 12 of them. I don't know how many we got. We thank you for the ones on the forefront. Thank you for those in the Amen corner, the touching and agreeing corner. Thank you for all the prayer petitions that have gone on the altar, all the ones that you have answered, Father, and the ones yet to be revealed. Not just this prayer altar, but the prayer altars all around the globe where your people come together on one accord, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying, not playing with the devil, but praying. We say thank you for these men and women, and we thank you for the power of prayer, Father. Yes, the flesh gets tired from time to time. Father God, help us to get our proper rest without overdoing it, because sometimes we rest too much. We sleep too much. Sometimes we sleep too little. Sometimes we sleep in too much. But while we sleep, and the devil is sowing tares, Father God, help us to help ourselves. And we say thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Holla, that's the word of the Lord for today. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. We want to invite you to our prayer altar at 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock today. Please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. lifewordjesus.org. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, what are you waiting for? What you waiting for? We can't figure out why you're not saved yet. And God is trying to figure out the same thing. What you waiting for? The day that you hear his voice, he said, harden not your heart. See, because you don't know when the next time you're going to get an opportunity to hear a word. The reason that America is going to be under great judgment is because we hear the word all the time. All on Christian TVs for the ones that you can trust. I wouldn't advise you to follow everybody on Christian TV.
We're hearing the word all the time. We're getting fed every day here in this ministry. I mean, we constantly eating. We living at the spiritual buffet. Just living at the buffet. Eating. I did know some people that used to go to the buffet, and after they eat, they would sneak food in their pocketbooks, which they wasn't supposed to do, and take the food home. Eating at the buffet. Do you know that God only has an obligation to give us the word one time? Some countries only get it one time, and we get it every day, all day. What are you doing with Jesus? You just can't eat at the buffet and not work out. Just eat, and don't exercise. The Bible says, be not a hearer only, but be a doer of the word. Come on and give Jesus Christ your life. Come on. Amen. Say the sinner's prayer. Father, forgive me, for I am a sinner. Forgive me for breaking your heart. Forgive me for taking so long. I am here this morning. And I confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I ask him to forgive me for all of my sins, to come and live on the throne of my heart, to rule and to reign and to show me the way. Help me to follow you all the balance of the days of my life. And I thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. And my name is confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. Thank you for saving me. Amen. 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 There you go. That's the beginning, not the end. That's the beginning, not the end. Welcome to the family of God. Now, from this point on, you endure to the end, to your last breath. You live for Christ till you die. What shall it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Amen. Reach out to us here at lifewordjesus.org. We want to hear from you. Look, we have listeners all around the globe. We see your numbers in our back office. We know you're there. All around the world. Brazil, Africa, Canada, all of you listening. We ain't heard from you yet. Now, we ain't asked you for a dollar. If you want to sow into the soil of this ministry, it's a smart decision because we're good soil. But that's not why we're asking you to reach out to us. We want to know you. We want to pray with you. We want to pray for you. Let us hear from you. So you know what? I gave my life to Christ on your broadcast. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Father God, as we go out today, say in the day, whatever we do today, Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it will not come to pass. Bless the prayer warriors as they come today, Father God, to pray and to minister, Father God, to intercede for your people. We thank you for these men and women. Thank you for the Amen Corner, Father, the power of agreement, those who call in to touch and agree. Say thank you, Father, that we are unable to be touched by evil. And thank you for intensifying our prayer life, for you said that your house shall be called the house of prayer. And we are your house because you tabernacle with us. And we bless you and we say thank you. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare, it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Love you, love you, love you. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia signing out. Come on back, Lord's willing, and meet with us again on tomorrow, Lord's willing. Amen. God bless you. Signing out. Give him
Lord, I need you.
Lord, I need you.
So show me.